Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's another villain in America that you would celebrate getting divorced from? Don't say a word. Don't.
I know.
You're gonna yeah. That's a bear trap. I just laid before you. We are going to be talking through some kind of fun things today. I'm really excited about the show. It's always fun to come and talk about what we're doing here at XO, bring you marriage advice, let you know kind of how your marriage can have a 100% chance of success in relationship. But my wife, Stephanie, it's just us today.
It is.
Just the two of us.
I got bumped back down to the chair.
Yeah, you did.
Last week I got promoted to the desk, but I must have done something wrong.
Yeah, the newsroom reported back, and you're not ready for the desk.
We're not the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Well, the problem with the desk, I told you last week, is it just feels like there's a barrier between us, and there's no barriers between this.
That's right.
There ever.
We're vulnerable. That's right.
We are one.
We're open.
But we're going to talk today about the XO Conference, which is happening this week. We're going to be talking about some of our resources that we produce and how we're kind of excited to see those come about and people using them and seeing kind of how people are responding to them. And then we're talking about just some news items, some ideas that we have about relationships. And I'm seeing Ian coming on from Oregon, and they went to the XO and Corpus Christi. So I'm excited to interact with our XO audience.
Way.
So welcome everyone. I'm excited to interact with my wife.
Thank you.
We've been married for almost 26 years. Every time we get closer to my anniversary, we're always like, is 26 going to happen?
Are we going to make it?
Are we going to make it? But every year we always celebrate our love.
Our anniversary is the first day of spring, which I love.
So it's perfect. If you go back and watch our, we can't even watch our videos. They were on VHS, but then look at old photos. You see what young pups we were because I was 20 years old when I got married to you.
Yes.
And if we could go back.
Yeah. If we could redo our wedding, that's what I would love to redo, is because it was before weddings were what they are today, and we didn't know who we were.
I would redo the proposal too. We're not going to say what I did for my proposal, but it was lame.
It worked. It worked.
It did work. She said yes. She said yes, everyone.
You put a ring on it.
Okay, so we're talking about the XO Conference this week. So excited. We're sold out in Grapevine, Texas at Fellowship Church. We're excited about the event this week. I also want to say, just because this is a PSA for everyone out there, we had a couple come in. They were visiting from out of town. They were in Southlake. They were across the highway having lunch, and they're pastors that have simulcast the XO Conference before, and they were, after lunch, just Googling a coffee shop close by, and they happened to see XO Press, and they didn't put two and two together. So I have not done my job to let you know that if you're in town and you want to come see our building, we're open throughout the week, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can grab a cup of coffee. You can see us record this on Mondays. Really encourage you to just come by and check out the building. This is the landmark, the headquarters for XO Marriage that we've been in for almost 6 or 7 months here now. It's a spectacular, spectacular building for our purposes, but also it's just a great place to come and hang out with your spouse.
Yeah.
This pastor and his wife came over. They grabbed a cup of coffee. They were just blown away by everything they were able to see, including like our classroom, the studio, our wall of champions. And then we have a mediator institute. So we have on-site help if you and your spouse are in crisis. These are programs. So I encourage you, everything XO is built to meet your needs in regards to your marriage. So relationships out there, from the little things of just having a coffee date here, we want you to do that. If you need a resource, if you want to come by and just, you know, see the building. But if you need help, we also have that too. So from the spectrum of from dating to you know, potentially fighting off divorce, we want you to see XO as a resource. But if you're in town, come by and see us. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, support us. Support XO Press.
XO Press. We need your help.
They have great coffee.
We have baristas that are desperately waiting for you to show up. I'm just kidding. But it's cool because you can see the studio, and throughout the week we're recording, and it's a great environment. So
yeah, and we also have the bookstore. I mean, they can buy books and
you can get resources here. We also Every once in a while, we'll have a pop-up store for merch, so you can see special merch here and get yourself a cool EXO hat like I'm wearing or some of our other merch that we have. Okay, so I want to talk about the conference. This is important. This is our big Super Bowl week. This is the Super Bowl week.
That's right.
For the 49ers and for the Chiefs, but it's the Super Bowl week for marriage because we put on – this marriage conference has been happening for over 20 years. This gets better and better every year. So you're seeing the culmination of an event that is curated every year to be fresh, to be new, to bring back the stable of speakers that we know have great, great, great content, and to also introduce you to maybe some speakers you haven't heard of so far. And I feel like it's just a fun week to celebrate marriage.
It is. And I think that, you know, the thing that gives us assurance that people enjoy it is that it sells out earlier and earlier every year. Mm-hmm. And we have friends that'll call us and be like, what? It's sold out. Why didn't we buy our tickets immediately? And it's just, that's just reassuring to us that, you know, it's the right thing. It's getting better. You know, we put a lot of time, and I know you and your team, amazing team at EXO, they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it every year. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, thankfully it just keeps getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. It does. And so this week we are sold out at Grapevine. We have Frisco campus on Saturday morning. So Frisco's just north of Grapevine, so still in the Dallas Metroplex. But in Frisco, they opened up the Fellowship Church campus there for Saturday morning. There will be live speakers. So there'll be Dave and Ashley live, and then Lewis and Kristen Roman, and then Jimmy Evans live. He's going to be doing the same message from Friday, but he is going to be live there. So if you can't come to the event on Saturday, you can see him there live if you can't come to the event live on Friday at Grapevine because you didn't get tickets, you can still see Jimmy Evans live and Dave and Ashley live on Saturday at Frisco. This is a half-day event, so it's just a special event. It's got ticket pricing that kind of matches that, so it's a little bit less than the main event. You don't get the full spectrum of speakers, but you do get access to some of our best speakers. And then Ed and Lisa Young will also be there to speak live. And then we're going to simulcast in the vow renewal. So Dave and Ashley will be at Frisco. They're going to come back to Grapevine and do the vow renewal at Grapevine Live. But all of us from Frisco to Grapevine will be celebrating our vow renewal ceremony where we have customized rings for those who are there in Grapevine to get. Thanks for wearing your ring today, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. That's a bonus for me because sometimes I have ideas.
It matched today.
Yeah, sometimes I have ideas and you're like, I love it, but can I get that in pink? So
you don't think like a woman.
I know. Well, sometimes. Sometimes I can. So I'm just saying, like, we're going to have a great time this weekend celebrating. And if you are a Super Bowl fan, don't worry because you can – guys, listen. I'm just going to tell you this right now. If you want to score in the bedroom and on the football field for your team, this marriage event, you can do EXO at home as well. Like, you can tell your spouse, listen, I'm going to do a special date night, mm-hmm. Friday night. We're going to watch EXO at home. Mm-hmm. And then all I'm asking, honey, is you leave me alone on Sunday so I can watch the Super Bowl. And
that's
she will
win-win.
Do that.
Yes, that's a win-win.
She will do it. Like, you're excited about the Super Bowl this year.
I really am. I mean,
Don't say it. Don't say her name.
Okay. No. Not just name. Taylor Swift. No, actually, I'm really conflicted because I do love Taylor Swift. But I love Brock Purdy because he's a strong Christian. So
He's a good dude.
He is. So, you know, I'm torn. It's just going to be a fun day. Fun weekend.
Erica Boykin in the queue and in the chat here says the Carters are here and can't wait for the weekend conference here at EXO Conference this weekend. They're repping from Arlington. Shout out to Arlington.
Yes.
The Wilsons from Michigan. Wish we were coming back there this year. We're coming back next year. There was a scheduling change. We are coming back next year for sure. We have an event in Minneapolis this year. If that isn't, I know it's not in your neighborhood, but it's up north. And then also in Lexington, Kentucky. We're about to announce Lexington, Kentucky. What'd you say?
So it starts with an M.
It starts with an M. It's another M word. It's not Michigan, but it is Minnesota. And let's see here. We've got Cincinnati representing here. Pakistan. Hello, Pakistan.
Wow.
Thanks for tuning in. And they would love to attend from South Africa. Rory would, but Rory's in South Africa and can't attend. But you can do EXO at home,
yeah,
Rory.
You can do EXO
and Rory
at home.
Is a great South African name. I like that name, Rory. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about the conference schedule here. So at Grapevine, we have this as a two-day event. We have a big – it's all day Friday night, and Saturday. So we have this kind of all lined up, and it flows so well. So what we're doing this year is making sure the flow happens. I'm very, very particular. I have OCD about how things kind of flow in the conference, and that's been happening for many years. And now the team just kind of adjusts everything to make sure that the flow of the event feels very, very, very tuned into what the audience wants to hear and how they would want to hear it. So we're starting off, very, very first session is with Dr. Les Parrott, personal friend of mine, great man, been doing marriage teachings for many, many years.
Yeah, longer than your dad or as long?
Well, he's just been, no, I don't think he's been, because my dad's older, so my dad's been in the marriage space for probably longer, but Les is a clinical psychologist. He comes from a different angle. He's an author. He's a speaker. Him and his wife both do books and speaking, but they have a ministry. They do a lot of pre-assessments, so their tools that they have for relationships are very, very good and very clinical in nature to help couples. He's written a ton of books, but he's coming in and he's going to be doing a session. Last time he spoke at the conference in 2020, he brought on communication, and I felt like it was one of the most practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would say. He is practical, you know, and clinical, which is, it's good because they give you tools, and couples need tools.
Yeah, so I feel like we're starting off the morning session with avocado toast, some protein, some like really good protein, some it's like it's flavorful, but it's not too heavy.
Who's next? Because what are they going to be?
Ed and Lisa Young.
Who's the pancakes? Because that's my favorite.
I think the pancakes. Well, I don't know because I don't know Ryan Leake as well, but there might be a sweet and savory after the break. But Ed and Lisa, I can't go too far with the brunch.
analogy.
I'm gonna run out of brunch items, and I'm gonna start doing like.
Yeah.
Some
okay.
Weird
I distracted
stuff.
You. Go ahead. Go back to your schedule. Sorry.
So no, you're good. You're real good. Ed and Lisa Young. Or after Dr. Les Parrott, and they're obviously the pastors of Fellowship Church. They are really amazing speakers together. What I love about them is their marriage. They've been married for over 30 years, I think over 35 years, and they have a great marriage. And I know up close and personal kind of how to judge some of those things, and I can just tell you, they just walked through an amazing season where they dealt with pain that no parent wants to deal with in losing a child, and they really showcased that they have the ability to walk in a season like that without allowing that to derail their marriage.
Yeah, I mean, they say that, you know, a lot of times when couples go through tragedy like that, it just divides you. You know, they say that, what is it, within the first year after a tragedy like that, couples get divorced. But they talk about how that instead of letting something so tragic divide them, they turn towards each other and really, you know, the Lord brought them through that. So it's a good message.
We had them on the show about a month ago and they did great. And if you want to watch that show, you'd see their message from Path, A Path Through Pain was their book. And that's kind of their message. That whole show was about that. They're bringing a marriage message though at this conference that I'm really excited about. They'll do a great job. They're great speakers. And then after the break, there's Lewis and Kristen Roman, who are ex-Latino couple, but they have a church in Dallas. They're fantastic speakers. One of our favorite sessions last year was from them. Very practical. I would say specifically from the female side, she did a great job of really being able to put together a message that allowed men to understand what's going on with women.
Yes, what's going on in our brains and just all the different hats. She tailored it to hats and all the different hats that a woman wears throughout the day and how to understand the load that she's speaking to. So it was actually my favorite message of the whole conference.
And then after them is Ryan Leake, who I'm excited about hearing from. I don't know a lot about Ryan. I've heard only good things. He's new to XO. So we've got Ryan Leake coming in, and I'm going to pull some of his bio here. I forgot where I had that. I'm going to find it here in my notes. He is an author, speaker, executive coach, and filmmaker. He's known for two documentaries, The Surprise Wedding and Chasing Failure. He's also the CEO of a leadership development firm. He's author of the USA Today bestselling book, Chasing Failure, and the Wall Street Journal bestselling book, Leveling Up. So he's a very, very renowned speaker, but he also has a marriage message. And I'm excited about him because I feel like with XO, we have like the core, like Dave and Ashley and Jimmy Evans and some of the people that are there every year, Dan Leanne, that bring solid messages. And then we kind of have these new guests
voices
that come in and you can kind of get a sense of like somebody you may have never heard before, but they blend in so well to the overall feeling of the conference. And then we break for lunch. And after that, we have Gabe and Rebecca Lyons and Dr. John Chastain. I'm excited about Gabe and Rebecca Lyons. She came last year and now he's coming back. They had a great experience. They have a very strong relationship, but they have a testimony that kind of birthed some challenges for them that I feel like that's going to be a really powerful session. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. John Chastain's a friend of mine, personal friend, friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Him and Michelle are fantastic. He's got a message that I think is going to be very interesting related to kind of what he's known for, which is leadership. He's got a kind of angle on leadership for marriage that's going to be very, very interesting. And then we have breakout sessions. We've never done this before. So we have our first EXO conference with breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming to the conference, we're going to have the ability for you to kind of choose a breakout session. We have parenting. We have blended families. We have affairs and addictions and the recovery of those. I don't want you to feel like that's going to be too heavy, but I would just say I'm moderating the panel there. It's going to be powerful. And so if you've ever dealt in your marriage with somebody who has a substance abuse issue or potentially even addicted to things like pornography or sex, and then or there's been infidelity in your marriage, we have a panel of speakers that are experts. They're going to be able to talk and minister, but we're going to have live Q&A there. So I'll be on that panel moderating it. I'm excited about it because I think it's going to be very healing and very fresh for a lot of people. And then we have kind of what we're talking about, the bookends of marriage, newly married and empty nest marriages. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have a session that kind of talks to both of those groups. So everyone's covered in those four breakout sessions. We'll do those in the afternoon. It's an hour long breakout session. I think it's gonna be fun. And if you missed them, you can find them all on EXO Now. So we're recording all of them. So if you come to the conference, you can't go to all of them, don't worry, we're recording them. You can find them later on EXO Now, our streaming platform. And I encourage you to become a subscriber to EXO Now anyway. We have all of our content on there.
So
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All of our old conferences, our previous conferences are on there, including all of my dad's teaching series, all of Dave and Ashley's series. And it's really a powerful resource if you have a need for ongoing education in your marriage relationships.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? And then we break for dinner, and then we come back. And this is the thing about EXO. When you get the tickets to EXO, it's like Friday day is kind of like the you're getting the you know the stretching and the you're getting the limberness for the Friday night.
Okay.
Because you're really trying, at least in my opinion, on Friday to really give people a shallow end to walk into.
Okay.
Kind of maybe a little bit
like
of deep
a sandbar.
End.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get in there, get your marriage ready for Friday night. Mm-hmm. Because Friday night's supposed to be powerful, fun, date night.
Deep dive.
Yeah, deep dive. You're getting a strong message
from
Jimmy
Evans.
I'm
trying to go with your analogies. You have great analogies.
I don't know. Sometimes
I'm trying
to
help you out here.
Analogies. I don't know where to get out. Help, help. So the Friday night's really meant to have fun. So we don't want it to be heavy. We want it to be fun. We want your marriage to be ready for it. So that's why the Friday is meant to kind of get you limbered up, kind of get ready for it. And maybe if there's been some conflict in your relationship, you've resolved that enough to have fun on Friday night. Mm-hmm. It's Jimmy Evans. He's got a message that's brand new. It's a brand new message. So if you haven't heard him, you'll never know the difference. But if you have heard him, you will know the difference because he's bringing a message about, he's kind of relating it to couples in a car, the dynamics of a relationship whenever you're driving with your spouse and the different types of drivers. He's bringing a lot of new relationship advice through that lens. I think it's going to be kind of cool to
hear.
Which
is good because, I mean, does every couple fight in the car? I'm just wondering. Like, statistically, I think so.
I've been trained to kind of dial it down.
Simmer down. Yeah.
Although I had a Karen on me last weekend, but I'm not going to talk about the Karen. Okay. Sorry, Mom.
That is your mom's name.
So,
no offense to all the Karens out there.
All the Karens out there. I'm sorry, but this was, even my 10-year-old son said, wow, she went all Karen on you. I didn't know what I did. I'm sorry. I'm trying to just be a good dad out here.
Yeah.
Okay. So driving analogy from Jimmy Evans. Mm-hmm. And then we have, in Taiwan, our amazing producer behind the scenes is sending me this stat. In the same study, almost 20% of couples admitted they had car fights at least once a week.
Thank you. Once a week. Thank you, Taiwan. See, I knew it was high.
It's common knowledge that car fights are dangerous. The same same research showed that one out of four couples believed that car fights were a bad idea. Well, no duh. So are train wrecks.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, so Friday night, we have Jimmy Evans, Dave and Ashley Willis, and then I think Dave and Ashley are bringing a new message as well, so it's going to be really, really fun date night. And then we are doing our date night afterwards, so we're not going to make the Friday night sessions so long that you can't stick around. and have fun. So we're gonna break it at the right time. So there's just Jimmy Evans, Dave, and Ashley Willis, and then we have a fireworks show, indoor dance party, really a true EXO date night experience that you don't want to miss there. And then the next day, Saturday, we have four additional speakers. We have Dan Leanne, Nona Jones, Nurup Alphonse, and Dave and Ashley Willis again in our vow renewal ceremony. So if you're at the Grapevine campus, you're going to have fun this weekend. I'm really excited to share the conference with you. This is the best event we do all year.
Yeah.
It's the biggest event we do all year. And it's really meant to build your relationship even stronger.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this to you. If you missed out on getting tickets this year, we are going to have the tickets available after the conference. I think we pre-sold right after the conference about 2,000 tickets. We were half full right after the conference. So, and then we sold out completely within 2 months of the conference. This will sell out quickly. We are not increasing prices this next year because I want to make sure that because of the Biden economy, I'm just kidding. I'm not getting political. There's inflation. There's a lot of things. I think it's important that we have the ability for couples to still invest in their relationship without getting price gouged. So we're making this an affordable event, a fun event. And again, there's just no excuses for you not to take advantage of some of this stuff. And if you can't achieve it live, you can achieve it digitally through EXO at home.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, just as a reminder, because I know that this has happened to us many years, you know, when we've gone, I mean, putting on EXO, but just to the couples out there, you mentioned about making sure you make up before the evening so you're not fighting. I mean, I would just try to practice putting all of your issues aside. You know, we call it our little thing that we do is it's fun time. And it's where you have to turn everything off. Anything that was said that you might have taken with offense from your partner or any kind of issues that have come up from the conference, just table them and just try to have fun. And it's fun time. Invest in your marriage. And then you can deal with those once everybody's calmed down and you're through the conference. It's a time for you to come and invest in your marriage and don't let a silly fight ruin, you know, what you have. I mean, a word from Saturday, you know, that's waiting for you. Mike Todd tells a story about he and Natalie. Was this before he was in ministry?
Well, I think they had Transformation Church, but he was just attending EXO conference. They had driven down with members of their church.
Yeah.
To attend the conference. This was before he even spoke at EXO, probably 2017-ish, 2018-ish.
Yeah, so they came and they got into a huge fight. Like, she left, and then he talked with Tim Ross, who's kind of his mentor. But they got in a huge fight, basically, at EXO. And so, I mean, they obviously were able to work through it. But it happens, you know?
Well, here's what's going to happen. You've done your deed, guys. You bought the tickets. Your wife wants you to go. Or maybe you both want to go. But you're busy, you know, you're taking off work, but you haven't taken off work, so you still have your phone. Some guys get in trouble because they don't focus on the time with their spouse. They use their office as an excuse to keep their phone open, and they end up getting distracted, and that is just going to set your wife into nuclear mode.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, you can't put that phone down for me for a brief period of time in your life to focus on our marriage. So I would just encourage you, whatever you do to pre-plan. There's always issues that come up, and we know this.
Always. Like
with our kids, we have three kids. I mean, there's just no telling what's going to happen. A call from the school. You know, we were on the EXO cruise 1 year, and we got an email from a teacher in the middle of the night because it was different time zone differences, and it was a wake up call to some things that were going on, and we couldn't really do anything about it, so it ended up stressing out some of our trip because we were worried about what was going on with our son at the time. And, you know, these are real things that happen whenever you're trying to focus on your marriage. Mm-hmm. But I would just say, you pre-plan and make sure your office knows you're not available, or make sure your kids know, especially if they're older, or the babysitter, if they're capable, like, don't interrupt unless there's blood, lots of blood.
Yeah, stitches.
There's the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's that level of emergency because the marriage needs time to kind of focus on each other. And you'd be surprised. It's these little things that irritate you in those conference modes because you really want your spouse to listen.
Yes. And you can't give him an elbow or give him a side eye or anything like that. You just there, just soak it in and just think about what they're saying that you can improve on. Just think about yourself.
Yeah, we invite the Holy Spirit to come and to move on people's hearts. So it's really meant not to beat up on the guys or the girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be a place where you can kind of just absorb the information and hear what you need for yourself. And as a spouse, you should want to get better.
Yeah.
You should want to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really don't know why I'm going to say this, but I think Matthew McConaughey is onto something. I was reading an article recently about him and his relationship advice. And, you know, if you don't like Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I mean, he's like one of those guys that could be an ambassador. Is he controversial? I don't know. Has he done anything controversial? Maybe the weed?
Yeah, I think that.
But even he does it in a way that's like, okay, well, like Willie Nelson, we'll give him a pass.
I was going to give it a pass.
You know, he had this news article come out, some things that he said. And I would just say that in relationship to, you know, your spouse and maybe there being moments where you can get in a situation at the conference or before the conference to where you're irritated with one another. He had some words of advice that I thought were actually kind of brilliant in the grand scheme of things, because we're in the marriage space. You know, a lot of things that we do are faith-based, but sometimes it's just practical advice. And part of what he was saying about when him and his wife get into a fight is that he just knows that he can just kind of start thinking about maybe what he can make her in the kitchen that will make her feel good about him. And he'll make her like what I think was like a sushi steak.
Steak sushi.
And as she's eating something that he's prepared for her, a lot of that tension dissipates. And what he said was is that anytime they get into an argument, serving the other spouse really helps to get you back on track quickly. Mm-hmm. So out there, if you're in a relationship, and even on Friday or Saturday, if you're there at the conference and you start arguing, my advice, there's a Source Cafe there. Just go get your spouse a drink, like one of their favorite drinks, get it to them, hand it to them. Don't say anything. Maybe just give them a little cheers and just say, I love you. Serve them. Give them something to let them know that you're there for them. And that goes a long way. And just little things that you can do, because you can spend a lot of wasted time fighting. Mm-hmm. Or you can get back on track and get back into intimacy. And I think that's what people want.
Yeah.
But they don't always know how to do that. And I think Matthew McConaughey.
I think he was on to something.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. It's kind of, I think you call it, in our marriage, you call it the great reset button. Mm-hmm. Or not great, but you say the reset button. You're always like, right. We're going to reset.
And we both have to do it at the same time. Resetting.
Ready? Now.
And then I'll say something stupid. I'm like, no, I didn't mean that.
Let's
we need reset another again. Reset button. Reset button now.
But you know, I mean, we say those silly things, you know, a lot. But really, sometimes you just need something like that to just clear the air, start over, and move forward.
It's an emotional reaction to something that's probably more often than not stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just emotional about something so stupid that once you look back and just kind of let the tensions settle, you get back into a rhythm. There's things that are done that need to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
if you say something nasty or if you say something that's hurtful, you need to repair those things. But if it's something where you're just kind of irritating one another, like the car situation,
driving
is a huge thing. But you'd be surprised how people turn those driving situations into a full-on category, you know, 5 hurricane in their marriage, because they're just not willing to say, I shouldn't have been so aggressive. I'm sorry. Next time I'll consider you in the passenger seat. Or I'm not trying to get myself in trouble, but sometimes ladies need to chill with the commentary from the passenger seat. Cause a lot of times there's unnecessary stress coming. You're like on a highway, there's semis everywhere. You're watching the road. And then there's commentary coming from the passenger seat, which is, hey, watch out for this car up here. Yeah, I see that car, but I'm also watching the semi over here. Can you not talk to me right now? Bro, watch out.
No. I just like a peaceful drive.
Hold on, reset.
Yeah, reset. Okay, thank you.
Okay, moving on. All right, so then we have Austria and Europe watching right now. Thanks, Peter, for tuning in on here. Madeline's on here. She said she's attended via live stream in 2021. Her and her husband are now separated, and they're unresolved since then. I have taken ownership, and she's been in community with her church Bible study. She loves XO, the heart and mission, and the passion for covenant marriage. She's believing for God in the outcome. Her husband is unwilling, refuses to acknowledge or accept any part of her brokenness and their brokenness. And so prayers for you, Madeline. We just lift up your marriage right now. We believe that you know, even your husband right now, that the Holy Spirit can move on his heart and start to talk to him about maybe what it is that he can own, but also maybe just bring back the warm memories that he has that have been frozen, and de-thaw those so y'all can get back on track. The Holy Spirit can do amazing things. Miracles happen all the time through XO.
Yes.
And we know that God is our God is a miracle working God. So prayers for you and your marriage. We believe that. If you need any help, please go to xomarriage.com/help. And even working on your marriage alone can go a long way.
She should. It's just, it's healthy too when you go through something like that and you're standing, you need someone to talk to. You need someone to share your inner feelings with. And so, yeah, reach out, get some help.
Okay, I have a bone to pick. This is a new segment called Picking That Bone.
We need some graphics. We're going to need some graphics.
What was the other segment I did last week that was terrible with Dave and Ashley? It was something about, let's get real. It was supposed to be like a 60-second reel.
I was firing
off questions, trying to get her to answer questions. Yeah. But I think my questions were so fumbled that it took me 60 seconds even to get the question out. It was a spectacle. No, what I'm going to say right now is, what is wrong with people? And there are things to celebrate.
That's what the segment should be called. What is wrong with people?
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with you out there? What I'm saying is that there's things to celebrate, but one of the things you don't celebrate is your divorce. And this is a growing trend. You turned me on to this article about Americans are embracing divorce parties.
Yep.
Divorce in America gets a glow up.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's companies like
Evite. Just that title
alone. What'd you say?
Just that title alone. Divorce gets a glow up.
Yeah. I don't understand it. There's a misunderstanding about what divorce is. Mm-hmm. If you're having a party after you get divorced. I mean, there are ways to acknowledge a divorce, but typically I would think it would be associated more with tragic loss, death, or major injury.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I just got my arm caught in a rock and I had to saw it off with a knife in the middle of the desert, 127 hours.
That's right.
That's kind of the thing you don't celebrate unless they make a major motion picture about your life story, and then you can celebrate the premiere of that movie, but you can't celebrate the loss of the arm. That's the whole thing. You can look at your life and you can see kind of where things may have gone awry. And maybe if you were married to, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein. No, that's too severe.
Yeah.
What's another bad guy? What's another villain in America that you would celebrate getting divorced from? Don't say a word. Don't.
I know.
That's a bear trap. I just laid before you.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to celebrate a divorce because then makes you look bad, I think. But companies like Evite and Paperless Post, this article is pointing out, are actually creating templates for people to put together a divorce party, and people are throwing divorce parties.
Yeah, they called it, let's see, I'm better off being with my besties and in my divorce era. So those companies they're invitation companies, electronic email invitations that you can send out, and they have them now for divorce parties. And they also, there's another company on here that you can actually create a registry called Fresh Start Registry, and you can go in and re-register like a wedding registry where you get gifts given to you for your new era of singleness.
I'm not trying, because I told you this before we started the show. I was like, I'm not trying to sound all self-righteous about this. I'm not trying to be crazy. I'm not trying to be like, you know, one of those things where, you know, we have commentary that looks like we're, you know, better than people. I just feel like whenever I've seen divorce happen, there's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah.
Typically there is a lot of stress, a lot of bad blood. Children are, if they're in the mix, are devastated. And I don't care what people say, if you ask with a lie detector test a child if they felt better with their parents going through the divorce, you would see the lines reveal that even if the situation feels resolved, they still feel a source of pain.
It's a loss.
It's a major loss. And you just can't sugarcoat it. And this empowerment that women want to have, typically I think this is more the female side of things wanting to celebrate. At least that article kind of felt like it was more prone to having, you know, you and your besties celebrate your best life ever after divorcing the jerk. But this idea that that's supposed to somehow acknowledge the event that you just went through was a positive in your life, equal to a marriage. The divorce is now the same. Like, you can get married and get divorced, and they're both equal events that deserve celebration. I just don't understand it. I think it's insanity. I think it's psychopathic in nature. Yeah. Psycho.
They must wear socks. No, I mean, I think that people want to normalize divorce even more, like glow it up, like it's a good thing. And, you know, the people that we deal with here at XO, I mean, it's devastating. Like you said, the kids are devastated. And so they're trying, I think just the world that we're living in, instead of encouraging marriage and getting help, they'd rather celebrate divorce. And just, it's an easy answer. It's an easy solution. You're going to be set free from, you know, the bonds of marriage, and you're with your best friend, and it's your new era. And so let's celebrate that. And that's what I think is just so dangerous. They just want to normalize divorce. And of course, that's not what we want to do, but so it's just not good.
But the question I have is, with people who get married and you're celebrating and you bought them a toaster for the registry, and then you get invited to a divorce party where mm-hmm. you have to re-register for yeah. the divorce, mm-hmm. and then a year later they get remarried and you get another registry.
They're getting a lot of gifts.
Well, at some point, do you have a confrontation there? It's just like,
can I get my money back
for the other two parties? We just kind of apply that forward. So, this is a lot about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it just feels so selfish to me. It feels so out of touch with reality. Even the, like, vow renewal ceremonies where you know, get people asking you to give towards that, or you get these remarriages. It's like their third marriage. And it's like, yeah, we'd love for you to see our registry. I mean, it's like whenever we were having kids, by the third or fourth kid, you don't really get to throw yourself a baby shower, because mm-hmm. you should have already gotten everything for the first two or three kids. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing with marriage. It's like, no, you get one or two shots at that. And then,
after that, no more gifts.
Unless you're just a good party planner and you know how to throw a good party. And then people give you grace, because you'll be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I didn't like that guy either, but she throws a great party.
I know. Well, I just think about, like, my parents, your parents. My parents have been married 50 years, and my mom still has the toaster, you know, from her wedding day. Or, like, us, we just recently.
That was, like, getting rid of
it. He was on me to get a new toaster. We've been married almost 26 years, like we said. And just 2 years ago, I got a new toaster from the original toaster that we got, which was, there was nothing wrong with it, but
the only thing wrong with it is I think there was still Mrs. Baird bread from 1998.
Maybe so, but it works fine. Black and Decker.
I mean, it was one of those things where, I mean, of course, you know, I say this all the time, you know, you're always worried about the cleanliness of hotels, but I've been in hotels, you know, so long, I've not died yet, you know, so yeah. You just don't ever want to put a black light on those things. Same thing with the toaster. I'm sure my immune system is way better.
Yeah. But maybe that's what we should do. We should find some couples that have been married for a long time and just randomly give them toasters and be like, good job.
Yeah, good job.
You're making it.
Yeah, the toaster is one of those household appliances that just doesn't get enough love and appreciation. It really doesn't need to be reinvented. I mean.
But I just mean they don't get a registry, you know, a new registry. But anyway.
Toaster talk.
Toaster talk.
That's new.
That's the segment. We switched to that segment.
Justin from Tyler, Texas says, my wife and I are coming to the conference Friday. We are excited. Awesome, Justin.
That's great.
Hey, if you see me around, I may or may not be wearing my hat. Sometimes it's off or on, depending on how professional I have to be.
I'm saying that.
If he wants to come up and say hi, Justin, I'm going to be walking around. Stephanie and I will both be at the conference. We'd love to say hi. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there that's going to be at the conference, please come and say hi to us. We'd love to get our picture with you.
That's right.
That's the way we are. No, we're excited about it. We just love it. It's a lot of fun to see everyone come and get excited about it. Last thing I want to say is one of my favorite shows of all time, No Judgments. Judge Free Zone.
Judge Free Zone.
It might be the top five shows of all time is Breaking Bad. So I understand not everyone can handle the truth, but that is the truth. It was recorded and, you know, filmed in Albuquerque, Santa Fe area, which we my family, grandparents used to have a place in Santa Fe, so we spent a lot of time there. So it was kind of cool to also see some of the places in that show. But Bryan Cranston, who before that was on Malcolm in the Middle, mm-hmm. and before that he was on Seinfeld.
Oh,
he was he was the dentist.
I don't remember that. Okay,
on Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a long time. And he's great in all those shows. Mm-hmm. What was his name on Seinfeld? He's Doctor. Oh, I can see it in my face, because Elaine was dating him for a while.
I don't know.
The regifting episode. Okay, so Seinfeld, Malcolm in the Middle,
Breaking Bad. Gotcha.
And he's been in a lot of things since then. Mm-hmm. Great actor. But this is one of the things I was telling Stephanie before the show today. I just said, you know, it's interesting because you find these little nuggets of wisdom from people who've been married for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hollywood, rightfully so, gets a bad rap because the fickleness of marriage in that industry is just, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
But you see guys like Bryan Cranston, he's been married for 34 years. But I think what he said was interesting. He said, you know, that his secret to marrying... being married for this long is marrying the right person,
mm-hmm.
which can be confusing. If you read the article, it's a little bit more clear what he's saying, which is there's about five things you should look for in a spouse, and everything else beyond those five things,
mm-hmm.
you just need to not
Let
get tripped up over.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, people ask him all the time, you're not going to go shopping with your spouse? He's like, no, like I hate shopping. And that's not the reason why he married his spouse, was to go shopping with her, kind of thing. You know, it's he married her for a certain amount of reasons, and he loves, and those reasons keep them tethered,
mm-hmm.
but everything else they kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't lock down on things related to their relationship. All I'm saying is they've been married for 34 years in a very difficult industry where he's probably working a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the stress on their relationship probably is real. They've made it past the seasons where I would think they would have already exited.
Right.
Like the empty nesting years is a lot of times the exit zone. Like we've got the kids raised, we've done our due diligence there, shake off our hands from everything else, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was interesting, and you can kind of tell when people are committed to each other for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hollywood industry is riddled with movies that misportray marriage and divorce, and so whenever there's people that are making it,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a testament to some of the things they're doing right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that, yeah, I mean, he says that he's been married 34 years. I do think, because I feel like we've kind of come to this place in this season of marriage, is that they've been married for 34 years, and you come to this place where you don't grow apart. You just accept who your partner is and the things that they love to do, and you allow them to still do those things. That doesn't mean, like he says, he doesn't want to go shopping with his wife, but he doesn't take that away from her, mm-hmm. and her doing that. He allows her to do that. There's things that you love that I don't necessarily, you know, like to do, or
like chess.
I'm passionate about it, like chess, yes, but you love it, and I love that you love it, and I accept who you are and that you love that. And I wouldn't ask you healthy things, of course. I wouldn't ask you to stop doing that because I know that brings you joy.
Did you know that chess? Okay, hold on. I was talking to a friend yesterday at church, mm-hmm. about this, and he didn't know this. He didn't know I played chess, but I'm not that great. I'm not a grandmaster or anything. But did you know that these guys that are playing chess tournaments, mm-hmm. they burn 6,000 calories a day playing chess?
How?
Because, just so you know, this is a PSA just for all you people out there that I'm not a nerd, but because their heart rate and their adrenaline is so...
Well, that I believe.
Now, this guy was telling yesterday at church, I texted him this morning, that article that says, it talks about grandmasters, mm-hmm. and chess players burning 6,000 calories a day. He's like, I guess I should stop working out and playing chess. I said, well... the sex appeal is not there. There's yeah. not. You might no. have. You might lose the weight, but there's no sexy body at the end of the road.
Yeah, there's not too many sexy chess players. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Magnus Carlsen is like the epicenter of cool for chess, and he's actually really kind of, he's a genius. He's actually kind of cool. He's kind of a celebrity, even in the midst of other celebrities, kind of cool. But he is an outlier. There's not a lot of. Yeah, there's not a lot of cool people play chess except for me.
That's right.
I don't know. It tickles my brain in a way that I enjoy, and I enjoy it a lot. But yes, you can burn calories playing chess. And is this exciting you guys out there? Probably not. What I love about you is they let me play chess. So
yes.
Online,
mm-hmm.
yeah, only. And now I feel like I've just exposed something about myself that I need to go back and delete it. No.
No.
good. I'm glad you appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show today. Thanks, everyone, for watching. But before we do, I want to tell you about I Will Devotional. Actually, Ed Young yesterday said in his message, don't ever say in conclusion or finally, because people start checking out. I'm not done yet. We're not done. It's like one of the primary rules of communication. Don't let people know that you're wrapping up because their brains tune out, because I don't want you to tune out. I Will Devotional, this is a fantastic devotional for people who want to do a devotional throughout the year. You don't have to start at the beginning of the year. This kind of goes through 365 days. It's not put towards a schedule so where you can't pick it up and start. So you can start on day one. But if you did start it on January 1st, day 36, today, I will embrace the Holy Spirit's supernatural love. It talks through the Holy Spirit's supernatural love, gives you just a brief word about that, a prayer, and the ability to ask some questions in your relationship. Very healthy. If you had time, we sort of talk a lot. When the weather's good, we'd have like talk time in our Adirondack chairs out on the back porch. We'll sit there and talk, tell mm-hmm. the kids to leave us alone yeah. at the end of the day, and we'll spend 20, 30 minutes talking. It's a great time to do it then, mm-hmm. or we still have hot tub talk time. I don't think you can take these in the hot tub.
No.
You have to figure out how to do it on your phone. But the I Will Devotional, it's a very fantastic resource for you to just train your marriage every single day to get better, mm-hmm. develop the muscle memory for your relationship. And we have Amber Lee here. I'm hoping that my husband and I can make it to one of the conferences. It's been difficult for us. Please pray for our marriage and family that he returns home after a year in forgiveness. This is from Central New York. Mm-hmm. So thanks for watching, Amber Lee. We do hope that you and your husband can get back on track. We believe that you don't give up hope. Yeah. I know you say you're hoping. Please don't give up hope. We trust that God's gonna take your marriage as seriously as it takes everyone else's marriage, and he does. But as you're working on yourself, just continue to pray for your husband. Don't give up on prayer for your husband. Mm-hmm. Prayers work. Get close to a church or a friendship group that can really give you support and help.
Get the XO at home. If he's, did she say he's home?
No, it looks like she said he's she's praying for the marriage and family, that he returns home after a year, and that there's some forgiveness there.
Yeah. Well, even if she wants to watch it, you know, it's good for her too.
Mm-hmm. Good. Hey, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah. We've got a Hawaiian peering into from the studio. Shelly from Hawaii. She's on our team. She's our only Hawaiian. She was just peering in from the lobby.
Okay.
So yeah, you'll never know what you're going to get here at XO. We love all you guys. Please check out, XOMarriage.com for everything related to XO and all of the marriage advice that we have. Check out our channels. So I have @marriage for my marriage channel. So on Instagram, it's @marriage. And then we have @XOMarriage. We have @DaveAndAshleyWillis for their channel, @PSJimmyEvans for his channel. And on YouTube, I would just ask you to please consider telling your friends, like, subscribe, share this with those out there. We really do appreciate it. It's an easy way for you to share free marriage advice with your friends and family. I hope today's been a blessing to you. If you have any questions, continue to put them in the chat or the comments, and we read those and we answer those on future shows when we can. Love you guys. Thanks so much. Go XO. Mm-hmm.